Welcome to The Daily Degenerate, the ultimate sports and entertainment podcast for your busy life. My name is Cohen Hughes, co-host and producer, and I'm joined by Los Angeles' very own Maddie Goldberg. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome, everybody, to number 30 of the Degenerate Daily Podcast of Sports Degenerates. What's the podcast called again?
It's called Maddie Goldberg's Doings
Fucked Up
of Degenerates.
The problem with you is you have it ready to roll in my head. Welcome to the Daily Degenerate Podcast. We're number 30. I'm coming to you from L.A. where the Dodgers are down 0-2. And I'm talking to a man in Smyrna, Georgia named Cohen Hughes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is me, Cohen Hughes, the Michael Rapaport of the South, the podcast poppy, some of you may know me as, and my favorite, the professional devil's advocate, Maddie Goldberg.
Wait, are you dropping the porn star from your thing?
Oh, and I am the Johnny Sins of podcasting.
I'm going to call Johnny Sins and tell him that you forgot about him.
Please.
Now,
maybe you'll bring me in one of those films.
I noticed your eyes. Your eyes are on the television because you got a little $100 parlay.
I do.
You need the Lakers to win. What's the score right now?
79-75 Lakers.
Now, sometimes you yell at me. You're like, get off the phone. You know what? I'm on the phone. We do the podcast. Mm-hmm. You're distracted. But you know what? Because I know what money is. You want to win, man. I'm a Jew. I know what money is. I want you to win this 100. So if you're distracted, it's all fucking good.
I am not distracted. I am multitasking.
So what's the score now?
It's on a commercial break, so.
It's the Lakers by 3?
Yeah.
God, you know they're going to blow it.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel it.
The 1-4 Los Angeles Lakers may blow this game.
It's a perfect time to put down $100 on the Nuggets right now.
Yeah, it is.
No matter what, you win.
You'll end head a few bets.
Yeah, and you'd probably get better odds right now.
Yeah, you would. For those of you who do not know, who are not gamers, Red Dead Redemption 2 dropped at midnight about 30 minutes ago.
What?
Before we're filming this podcast.
What the fuck is Red Dead Redemption?
You must be living in a rock. It is the most anticipated game of the year, if not the last 2 years.
And what kind of – what is it? What is it?
Like, you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Kind of. I mean, I know of it.
Imagine Grand Theft Auto in, like, the old Western times, like with, like a better story mode.
Do you get to have sex with some wenches?
I believe so. Like, no shit. Like, I believe so. I believe you can go to, like, hostels and shit, you know, like the Baberies or whatever they used to call them back in the fucking
1800s. I forgot they're called brothels.
Yeah, brothels. I'm pretty sure you can go to a brothel and get a fine young
Can you play
glass.
A little poker? Play a little poker.
Yes, you can.
Then pull out your pistol, take everybody's money, whether you win or lose.
Yep.
And then go to the brothel and have sex with a wench.
Yeah, that's what I do in real life, so might as well turn that virtual.
In Smyrna, Georgia. So now it comes out at midnight. Now, how hard will your dick be? Will it be Johnny Sins hard?
It's like fucking full mast hard.
Johnny Sins hard at midnight tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking fluffed and everything.
Will you be playing with Burton Brown?
Yes, I will. I'll be playing with Burton Brown and a few guys from work.
Sounds good, brother. So maybe we should talk about sports, though. Let me see if I got anything cool to talk about before we get into the sports. I got cast for a movie where I'm pretty much going to play myself. Stud. And I'm looking forward to that. Indie feature. So I have a nice little role. I play ice cream truck driver.
Nice.
Which I don't really eat ice cream. I don't really drive. So I'll have to do a lot of acting.
Yeah, which that's kind of what the job is acting. We'll see how good you are. Method actor.
Oh, yeah, I am a method actor. You saw my video where I screamed and cried in my underpants.
Yeah, you put the meth in method actor.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm on a date and you're not paying attention to me, but I know you want to win this money.
Well, now the Lakers are down 4, so I think me
and you might
have been right.
You should have hedged, brother.
Yep. Which is only there's still 12 to go in the fourth, so
are you gonna be able to focus?
Yeah, I'll be able to focus.
This is how I get you to focus. My candidate for coach of the year in the NFL,
Bill O'Brien.
Is Nope, your own Dan Quinn.
Why you say that?
I just want to get your attention.
Yeah, well, you have it. Because my coach of the year right now is Bill O'Brien. After losing the first three games of the year, he goes on to win five straight.
Oh, come on. There's
with a cupcake and imagine this scenario. Deshaun Watson's ribs are so cracked, he can't even fly the goddamn team plane to the game last week. So in two games in 10 days, this man wins both of them despite having to drive in a bus to and from.
Yeah, but their schedule's been Cupcake City. I mean,
it's the AFC. What do you expect?
I mean, want me to go through the last five games they won?
Who did I start with?
Well, they lost to the New York Giants. Imagine they beat the Giants. How sad is that? That game. Let me look. Hold on.
That's a Giants only win, if I'm mistaken. If I'm not it mistaken.
Is. Okay, we're looking at the Houston Texans. Sorry, my mic keeps falling. Give me one sec there. You can watch your Lakers lose. You should have hedged, brother.
Should have. I hedged with the Thursday night football game, but.
Hold on. I don't know where they're right.
Oh, my God.
Texans.
Lance Stevenson is literally a walking meme.
So they lost. Hold on. Sorry. They beat the Colts.
Okay.
By 3 points. The Cowboys by 3 points. The Bills by 7 points. The shitty Jags by 13. And the Dolphins they killed. They got to go at Denver, at Washington. It gets a little harder. At Tennessee, home versus Cleveland, home versus Indianapolis. Not too hard. At the Jets, at the – oh, my God. Their schedule's Cupcake City.
Split, if you split those, you probably win that AFC
– I mean, their toughest game is the Redskins.
AFC South.
Or the Eagles. And the Eagles aren't even that good this year.
I was about
to
say, like, the Eagles, it could or could not be a challenging game depending on, you know, like
– they can win 10 games.
Year. They could.
Well, they're going to win their division.
Yes, they will.
And they played good today. As I say, like, people who are worried about Deshaun Watson – when you have a leg injury, it takes a while to get back. Mm-hmm. It takes about a year.
And you can see now that he's smarter about like when he runs, he'll slide down sooner. You can tell that he's more comfortable out there.
And then there's wide receivers wide the freak open.
Oh, my God.
Wide the fuck open. Mm-hmm. And watching Brock Osweiler was just painful.
It was.
Painful.
He put up 23 points on the board, but you could just tell that he was missing throws. Like, whenever he would roll out, he wouldn't make the right turn of his body to get it to the right guy. Like,
well, he's just so big. Mm-hmm. He's just so big he can't hold himself. And he's running the wrong way on those turns. And it's like, you know when Deshaun Watson rolls out and he's in trouble, you're like, he can make a play.
They don't call him Houdini for no reason. You know, like, Brock Osweiler is like a living statue back there who you know what he's about to do. Get him rolled out and he's done.
Yeah, he's done. Like, you know when he rolls out, he has no chance of completing a pass. Their best pass was Danny Amendola throwing a touchdown pass.
And that's sad because even though the Dolphins were missing Stills and Albert Wilson, but the thing is, like, their receiving core isn't bad anyway. They still have Amendola. They still have Devontae Parker.
Played great.
They still have.
He's only dressed three games this year.
Really?
He's only dressed three games.
He was a healthy scratch last week, and that's when his agent went off on the Dolphins.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I don't know when the trade deadline ends, but he's definitely a team needs a wide receiver.
I think it's like a week or two. I think it's coming up soon.
Get Devontae Parker. He can play. I mean, if Gase doesn't want him, Adam Gase didn't want Ajayi last year, it sure helped the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Go get Devontae Parker. He probably comes mad cheap.
Yes,
fifth round pick. Mm-hmm. How are the Lakers doing now?
They were down two or three last time I looked, but it's on a commercial break now. Now they're showing some sort of fucking whiskey commercial. Need a goddamn commercial to drink whiskey. You know, like, alcohol kind of advertises itself. Like, you ain't got to advertise it to me, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I've been grazing on Halloween candy, dude.
What, are you already hitting the CVS's and the Walmart's up for the
Well, my sister specials? Bought, like, six bags. We get 1,000 trick-or-treaters. My neighborhood's the biggest, like, trick-or-treating neighborhood probably in Los Angeles.
Really?
It's insane. It's like they close the street down. My neighbor does lights for all these major movies. He goes to Georgia a lot. He did the Hunger Games, the first two Hunger Games. He was in Atlanta.
A lot of movies are coming here now.
Yeah.
That's a cool job, just to, like, provide lighting.
So he does these crazy strobe lights all over the neighborhood. And then there's a disco. A house, like, puts a disco. You know, you understand, I live in a rich neighborhood, you know? So my sister bought, like, 7 bags of candy, and I put them down in my fridge. I've been just grazing like a motherfucker.
What kind are you picking out? Is it chocolate, fruity candy?
I gotta be honest, 3 Musketeers, is you can't go wrong.
That the one that has that minty kind of nougaty?
No, it's not mint. It's like this weird inner chocolate. It's good, and you can't go wrong with Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, of course not. Of course, those are some of the best Halloween candies.
And then Twix is not bad.
Oh, but I like Twix. Twix is like a very like fulfilling candy. You know, like it has like 3 different layers. Like I like Twix.
I worked so hard to lose weight. The breakup diet. I lost about 35 pounds. I'm gaining it back. Halloween, which sucks.
This is your stud diet of Halloween candy and Stouffer's French bread pizzas.
Well, that's if I get a lock. I hit West Virginia tonight. I hit the over.
Yeah,
there was over 67. I go, those two teams are going to score points. I think it was 48-20 or something, or 55-20. But I hit it, and I hit it by the end of the third quarter.
I had a pretty good beat on one. I did a parlay, 14 parlay, the Miami of Ohio game and the Georgia Tech Vatech game, and I hit both overs, and then I hit the Miami of Ohio money line. But Vatech fucked me, and I picked Vatech money line to beat Georgia Tech, and it didn't happen. So I went 3-4 on that parlay. So
you never know Vatech. I mean, they've had great wins. They've had terrible ones.
I know. And Georgia Tech played really well tonight. Like they really won the line of scrimmage. They bled hella clock. Like the option worked for them tonight.
I wasn't even aware that game was happening. I was in the West Virginia. I love the coach of West Virginia, and I was of course into the NFL. But let's talk about the World Series.
Yeah, I know a lot of our fans are probably thinking, what the hell is Dave Roberts doing? I have a really weird philosophy about coaching. And yeah. I say this, yeah, it may not be the decision that you wanted in the space in the few seconds that he had to make it.
Sure.
But if you're Dave Roberts, if you're relatively unexperienced when it comes to the World Series and deep, deep, deep playoff runs.
Well, he's not experienced. He's got 3 years under his belt.
Yeah, but not like it's not with successful calls. And last year and year before last and this year, you could tell that his philosophy is different in terms of analytics and using different players in different spots. Well, so if you're the Dodgers, what's worked for you this year is what he's doing now. Like he hasn't swayed from his plan. So you got to live and die by his gun, you know, like,
but
can't.
it doesn't work.
It's worked up until this
point. Like I said, the World Series, I go, the Red Sox are setting their lineup. The Dodgers are like, you know, it's like, well, lefty, righty, righty, lefty. This is what he's got to do. Screw the dumb lefty, righty bullshit. Screw it.
And
it's
costing
you these games.
I agree.
So you got David Freese at first. You would have had Bellinger at first, who's a much better first baseman. First play of the game, Mookie Betts hits a pop-up. Tough play. Bellinger makes it. Freese doesn't. Now, the big play of the game after that scores 5-4. Red Sox are up, but you can feel the Dodgers are creeping in. Mm-hmm. We know Kimbrel's been sucking. You got this kid Baez who's been amazing. He's your lights out pitcher in the bullpen that
is
nobody
it,
can
is
hit.
Is it the stat that it's only him and Hader who haven't allowed to run in the postseason?
Exactly.
Yet? Yeah,
but
yeah,
not only
two
that,
relievers
the last
that haven't allowed to
season.
Run him and Hader.
Yes, the last month of the season he's been lights out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna take the guy out after 2 batters. And a 1-run game in a game you can steal. And then you put in a lefty. So the Red Sox encounter with a very good hitter, Nunez, as a righty.
Yep.
I mean, it was one of the dumbest moves you'll ever see. Like, how do you take that guy out of the game only after 2 batters?
I would tend to agree with you. Me personally, I say fuck the righty-lefty matchup. I say fuck the whole
The Red Sox
whatever.
Don't care
Pitch
about
that. No, but the Dodgers do, and that's kind of what's gotten them this far already, is kind of winning those
but it's,
matches
it's
they can squeeze out of.
It's holding them back, though. They've gotten this far because they have so much more talent than any other team. It's holding them back now because the Red Sox, yes, have more talent than them, but it's not that far off. But the Red Sox are set in their lineup. They don't care about righty-lefty. They put
they don't.
Up their best lineup. They put out their set lineup, and they just fucking battle.
And you're absolutely right. They do. it's kind of different, like, from my point of view, because I think that the Braves could have beat the Dodgers in that playoff series had we made the right moves, which we didn't. So it's kind of hard to talk trash on the manager that got you to the World Series.
Yeah, I agree and I disagree, because I feel like his talent level is so much higher than the other teams. They're winning in spite of Dave Roberts, and I want Dave Roberts to succeed. I like him as a man. I think he has the greatest stolen base in baseball history, so he'll always be loved in Boston. But as a Red Sox fan, like, you know, would you rather have Devers up against Baez, who's been untouchable, or Alex Wood, who's kind of a below average to average pitcher, versus a righty hitter? I mean, it's the dumbest thing in the world.
I don't want Alex Wood coming out of the bullpen anyway. I don't like how he necessarily merged. He kind of cut two starters out to move them to the bullpen with very little warning. He'll bring him into a game, and if people forget, like, Alex Wood is the one who allowed that grand slam to Freddie Freeman, or the three-run home run to Freddie Freeman that let the Braves win game.
He let up another three-run homer.
And
so he's let up two giant three-run homers.
So yes, of course. And you know me personally, I agree with you, but if I was a Dodgers fan, I find it very hard to blame Dave Roberts for these moves, because he's made a lot of these weird kind of like starting Ryu in game one both times. Like, that's the kind of stuff that takes balls, whether or not it's right or it's wrong. So you can't really blame him for going with his philosophy on that.
Well, the problem with that is just that with their talent, of course they're going to win. You know, they're going to win a lot of games with their talent.
But now the Red Sox are just so damn good. You know, like, they're so good, you have to try to milk these points out of the lineup card like he's trying to do. But the Red Sox are so goddamn good, like, you just can't do it.
Well, like, the key of the Dodgers-Brewers series was game four. Brewers are up 2-1. It's a 1-1 game. The Dodgers scored one run in, like, 22 innings. And the Brewers just don't have – they only have a couple hitters.
Mm-hmm.
So the Brewers are like, if Yelich and Braun and Aguilar are not hitting, they're fucked. The difference is the Red Sox can get hits on – anybody can hit on the Red Sox.
Yep.
Anybody.
Yep, 100%.
You forget about Benintendi, whatever his name is, batting second. Like, nobody talks about him because they're so deep. People forget about Mookie Betts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so deep. I mean, Jackie Bradley Jr. is the ninth place hitter. Destroyed the Astros.
Well, and yeah, he's probably only hitting .222 for this whole postseason, but the hits are timely. He comes up in a big spot, and his on-base percentage is high, and they just got a bunch of damn ball players playing for the Red Sox.
My point is, like, the Red Sox are going to score runs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the Dodgers, like, you're not going to squeeze games out. You're not going to win 2-1 games against the Red Sox in 14 innings. The Red Sox are going to figure out how to win. And the thing about the Red Sox, they're so good, they can win 4-2 or they can beat you 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, pick your poison.
Yep.
And they never panic. There's never, like, they're down 2-1 in game two.
Yeah,
there's never that, like, sense of, like, we're fucked. It's just like, yeah, we're gonna get the lead sooner or later, and then we're going to shut it down.
I do respect Alex Cora giving the ball to David Price with such confidence, despite his other postseason struggles. I, for one, thought that Price would come around. I've been on the record of saying it on this podcast. Price is still a good pitcher. I think he will come around.
Well, he has to. Yeah, it's the laws of average.
And that's what baseball plays by, is laws of average. Statistics, the season is so long and they play so many damn games, the statistics are almost due to level out at any point.
So my question to you is, does the series get back to Boston?
Yeah, for one game.
I'm
going to
say no.
For one game, it does.
So you're going to say the Dodgers
steal
win
one
2-3 now. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not focusing, because they win one game, the series is over.
If the Dodgers win one game, the series goes back to Boston.
No, it doesn't.
Me and Brad Meacham had this conversation in the degenerate group me, how we don't like the seeding of the playoffs. Like, we wish it was 2-2, 1-1, 1-1. Yep.
I agree. It's better that way. It's more fair.
Yep.
What's the score of this goddamn Laker game? Because it's driving me nuts right now.
Lakers are down 2. Lance Stephenson just hit a clutch 3.
He's on the Lakers?
Yeah. Lakers built meme team 2018.
Do you think he harasses LeBron James?
I think that the LeBron kind of, like, didn't ask for him to be on this team, but LeBron kind of stuck his neck out for him and kind of approved the move because...
Yeah, he doesn't want to be bothered. He doesn't want to be kissed and hugged.
And
whatever Lance Stephenson's team is on.
And Lance Stephenson, for better or worse, depending on it's a good day or a bad day, brings out a competitive spirit in LeBron. I think LeBron knows that he needs that. LeBron needs to be pushed and bothered and poked and kind of... The lion needs to be woken up, so to speak.
Well, I'm rooting for you for sure.
I think they'll pull this one out. The league won't let LeBron go 1-5. You know, like they'll write some storylines for him. You know, the Nuggets are 4-0. They're due for a loss. I like where my money's at on this one, to be quite honest with you.
So
what about college football? I know we just talked a little bitty bit about college football, but can we reset?
You know, this week is the only good game is Florida Georgia, and
no,
I think there's
last week.
What about it?
Recap a few games. The preview for the next episode.
Oh, we kind of did, though. We did recap.
That's just the
You're
Thursday
out of
games.
It, man.
The Thursday game. I meant the last Saturday's games.
We recapped them.
Which games?
We did Ohio State-Purdue. We did I'm going through the games last week we recapped. You're all out of it, man. You're
This is the third.
I like being in the ball.
Oh,
we
did. This is Thursday. My bad.
See, you're all into this fucking LA Lakers game. You're trying to
I was thinking
after the fucking Lakers game.
Nah.
We can hit pause
good.
And let's do it after.
Nah, we only got 4 minutes. I'm good.
Yeah, but that could be 45 minutes. They could call 5 fucking timeouts.
Yeah, you are right, but nah, I definitely thought today was Tuesday for some odd reason.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Monday.
The fuck is wrong with you? We can do games that are coming up. We can talk about Georgia. I think Georgia's going to rebound.
Me too. I think this is one of those games where Florida has kind of gotten some inflated confidence based on the fact that Georgia lost, hit a bye week, and Florida went 2-0 in the last 2 weeks. The world's biggest cocktail party is going to be a good game. I do feel like Georgia will end up winning by 10 or 12 points. It won't be a full two-score game, but it will be a game that Georgia wins handily.
It's one of those games where they just rebound. It seems like teams that get beat bad, the next week they come back like gangbusters. We saw that with West Virginia tonight.
LSU.
They had a bad beat, bad loss, and they fucking came out like motherfuckers tonight. Won me some money.
How much you win?
Clemson, Florida State. Florida State is not good this year.
At all.
Georgia, Florida, 9-7. The spread it was at 7. Now it's gone down to 6.5. I actually think
that.
It's a
I'll
make or
that.
Break game for the quarterback because you got the young kid breathing down his neck. Notre Dame Navy. Navy is a 24-point dog, a home dog. Texas, Oklahoma
Ooh.
State.
You might have to give me that home dog game. 24-point favorite or dog at home.
Yeah.
You might have to let me get that.
Yeah, Notre Dame has been sloppy at times. They've been sloppy. Now, Oklahoma State's been bad. They're 4-3. They're only a 3-point dog. They're a 3-point home dog against Texas. That's the one night game. Not a great night game, but I think they wanted to go easy with the World Series. So it's baseball have its moment.
Plus, game day is in.
It's got to be in Florida, right?
It is for the biggest cocktail party. It's not.
I don't think Alabama. No Alabama this week.
No, Bama's on bye.
No Michigan, no Ohio State. This is kind of a day like Saturday. You need to go shopping with your lady. You want to go to the park. You want to take a hike. This is probably the best Saturday to go besides.
Well there were so many damn games on Thursday and today, Friday. Like you got number 23, Utah at UCLA.
Yeah.
I
was thinking of going tomorrow.
That would be a good game to go to. Utah's a good team.
Well, the thing is for me is, like, I live 10 minutes from the Rose Bowl, and I've never been to a UCLA game. I imagine it'll be empty because they suck and because the World Series is happening. So I might go tomorrow. It starts at 7:30, but we'll see. My fucking my ex-brother-in-law is going to the World Series. He's so rich. He's like, yeah, I'll just go to the fucking World Series. He's taking my niece. She doesn't know shit about sports.
Yeah, literally, she's gonna do, like taking a baby to Disneyland. You know, like,
yeah,
what the fuck does the baby care? You know, like, don't even
she
remember.
Went last year. She went to game 4 last year, Astros Dodgers. Probably doesn't remember a damn thing.
Yeah,
she was 11.
No, it was just goo goo gaga the whole goddamn time.
Yeah, she's 10 years old, and it's like, well, you get popcorn, whatever, fucking
candy,
you know, ice cream and shit, hot dogs, and she don't know shit, but hey, she's going. That's the way it works with rich people.
It is.
He's a Yankee fan anyway.
Probably going to wear a Yankees hat of the game.
He's got a Derek Jeter number 2 tattoo on his arm.
God, what a degenerate. Is his name Paulie?
No, his name is Hamish. He's actually a pretty big actor.
Family name?
You ever see the movie The Big Short?
No. Well, yes and no. I've seen like half of it. Like I've walked downstairs like while it's on Netflix, you know, like kind of deal.
He had a pretty big part in that. You ever see New Adventures of Old Christine?
I don't like really the superhero Avengers type stuff.
No, it was a sitcom.
Oh. With
Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld.
I love her. She's hot.
Yeah, so he played her brother on that show. He played her brother, which is funny because he played Uncle Matthew. Really weird.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention at all.
No, I'm paying attention. I'm definitely looking at the screen right now.
What's the Laker game? What's the Laker game?
Lakers up 3 right now. 2 minutes to go.
So, Lakers are up?
Yeah, Lakers are up.
I can't wait till this game is over so you can focus. Right when the NFL starts, you can focus.
Yeah, that's good. I'll waste shitty college football on the Lakers game. So we also got 18 Iowa at number 17 Penn State.
See, this is a game that is a trap game because you're like, well, Penn State are not that good, and then they're just going to roll. Oh, it's like one of those things where, like, yeah, they're very close. Iowa's home. And then for some reason, Penn State comes out and wins 30-10. You're like, where the fuck did that come from? Yep. It's a very tricky game to bet on. I've seen these too many times where it looks too good to be true. You know, you're getting that 6.5 points. You think like Iowa's good and Penn State's having an off season, and then all of a sudden, out of fucking nowhere, fucking Penn State destroys them.
Do you think that'll happen? Do you think Penn State will destroy them?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think Iowa's that good. It's a matchup between two ranked teams, but you know, I don't really think that Iowa will be able to hang with them. I think Penn State's kind of mad about getting beat and getting sent all the way back to 17.
We'll see about that.
So I feel like they will be able to rebound off of that.
Well, that's pretty much the only other good game. I guess Texas, we'll see how Texas does versus Oklahoma State. I think Texas is going to put a whipping on them. I think it's, I think Texas wins. I think Texas, everybody's talking about them getting that last number 4 spot.
I don't see that, but it does help that Ohio State lost and Notre Dame could lose and Penn State lost. Like they're like the 3 and 4 spots are almost kind of wide open, especially with Georgia losing too. You know, like hell, if Florida wins out, they could sneak in there. You know, like this is kind of like what we wanted as college football people, is a little bit of parity now.
Well, these games are, if you're a Georgia fan or you're a LSU fan, Michigan fan, you're basically playing a playoff game every week. You're like, we're in the playoffs right now. We win, we survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be the attitude.
Yep. The formula remains the same. Survive. Win and repeat, and you live to fight another day.
So one loss, you're done.
What is kind of weird is this one game, which I'll probably make one of my locks for the week. Number 12, Kentucky is at Missouri, and Kentucky is actually 7-point dogs on the road. So
love them Wildcats.
I'll probably buy back to 7.5, and as long as Kentucky keeps it within 7-point game, that'll be the easiest money you win all week.
Now, who are they playing again?
Missouri at home.
And they're 7-point dogs?
On the road. I'm probably going to take the 7.5, buy back the half a point, and I'll probably take the over at 56.
Kentucky gets no respect. They've had a good season.
Awesome season.
They've had a really good season.
Benny Snell Jr. is probably one of the better running backs in college football. Whoever drafts him at 28 or 30 or wherever he goes that is slept on, they will have got a good first-round pick. I like Kentucky this week. Definitely at Missouri. That is like a lock. I don't even want to say Stouffer's pizza. Like I'll say.
Is that a 50 dimer lock? A 5 dimer?
That is a fucking. I might do 10 dimes on that one.
What's going on with the Laker game?
Let's see. I hadn't even looked. Minute to go. Lakers up 7. I think we're in good territory.
You got it, bro. You made $100 tonight. Have you cashed out yet?
Not yet. I use my money to fuel my habit.
It's hard to. It's hard, man.
Well, I've cashed out once at $100 with my other bookie, but
I try to cash out $80 a day on or $80 every 3 days on Bovada.
So, what do you do with that $80? Do you like put it in your bank account to like go to the grocery store with? You know, like running money.
Hookers, dogs, hookers.
Oh fuck yeah, let's go. Midgets or no? You down with the?
Oh yeah, midget. Yeah. Let's go. Now what I do is this. So every 72 hours on Bovada, you can cash out. I cash out on Bitcoin about $80. Now, keep in mind, I'm not the greatest gambler. It's more poker.
Yeah.
Like, I win more money on poker. And, yeah, so then I cash out. I do the Bitcoin thing because you can't really get checks anymore. They're all, like, they'll bounce. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is the easiest way to go. You get a wallet, and then you put it in your Coinbase, then you put it to your bank account, and you literally get it in 2 days. And it's just been nice. Now I'm going to Vegas. Vegas, I'll do tons of stories, tons of videos. That'll be the first weekend of November 4th. I'm going Sunday morning. We're flying at 7 in the morning here. And I'll be getting in just in time to put money on the first 10 a.m. games.
So I don't live out west. I've only been out west a handful of times.
Where all the people are rude to you.
Yeah. Wasn't all. It's like half. And rude to me is rude to somebody else, but why don't you guys just drive to Vegas? Like, is it like it's like a 2 or 3 hour drive, isn't it?
About 4.5, 5 hours.
Oh, okay, that's a little bit more than I expected. Then never mind.
You know, when I go with Andy Ruther, who you know from Dirty Sports, mm-hmm. I'm always like, let's fly. He loves driving. He's like,
I would rather drive. I think part of it. But
we used to podcast in the car, and
I heard one with him and Ruther one day. Like they were going to spring training in Arizona for the Dodgers, and then they did a few episodes in the car.
Yeah, it's fun because he gets all worked up in the car with
traffic and shit. Yeah, I would be the
literally,
same way.
You're just in the desert and there's nothing. You go for miles with nothing but desert, and I take tons of hella chocolate, get all fucked up, and just get to Vegas, and it's like you see the lights, like you're driving in the desert, you see nothing, and you see the fucking lights, and you know you're in. You got to get to Vegas, bro. You got
to
get.
I've never been to Vegas. I want to go.
One next year, we'll set up a whole weekend, like a whole Saturday.
March Madness.
Sunday.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so you can bet on all the football. You can wear your fucking Atlanta Falcons jerseys. You can wear your fucking
Tulane Matt Forte jersey.
Yeah, you can wear Tulane on Saturday. You can bet on Tulane on Saturday.
Oh, I can bet on them on my phone, but they're not gonna win.
Well, you're gonna go up to the window. You're gonna be like, $100 on the green wave, and the guys are gonna be like,
"Who?
I haven't seen anybody bet on Tulane in fucking since this place has been open."
I wouldn't doubt it, to be quite honest with you.
And the beauty is, you don't have to drive, so you know, like you got your room, so you just fucking
walk down.
Drink like a motherfucker, and you win, you get prime rib. You go and you spend the money on prime rib at night.
I do love prime rib, very fucking fatty piece of cut of prime rib. Let's go.
I mean, every casino has a fucking prime rib place, and that's where winners go.
I want
to
eat one of the buffets.
Prime rib.
I want to eat one of the Vegas buffets. Like I heard
the breakfast
Vegas
buffets are incredible.
I heard they're incredible.
I love bacon, dude. I'm a Jew. I love bacon. There's nothing like going to that breakfast buffet, and you
whole
just
plate
see
of bacon. Whole tray.
You just take all the fucking bacon you
literally
want.
Yep.
It's like a vat of fucking bacon. Mm-hmm. Now, people are so fat in Vegas. Like, the breakfast buffets, they serve, like, dinner stuff, like pizza and steak and like, chicken and shit like that. You see fucking fat fucks eating, like, pizza at 8 in the morning. Like, pepperoni pizza. And I love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? But eating fucking pepperoni pizza at 8 in the fucking morning? Like, you're like, this is, like, degenerate heaven.
Yep. And to be quite honest with you, I will probably be one of those people because I will be getting in from a 5 a.m. bender on the strip.
Yeah.
Betting on fucking Japanese soccer playing overnight. You know, like I'm sitting here.
That's the beauty.
In the casino and I'm just goddamn munching my fingernails because I'm so
like
nervous about a Japanese league soccer game.
Like there's the race, the horse betting too. So I'm like, it's a timeout in a football game. This horse race is about to start. I'll throw 20 on a horse.
And the beauty of that is, like, you don't know the horses, so you're just literally picking it's like a lottery. You're just picking a number.
Yeah, you don't
know
shit.
Like, yeah, no.
Of course.
Like, you're not a fucking experienced sports better or experienced horse racing better, you know? Like, there's, like, I don't know the personalities of the horses, you know? Like, I don't know who's the hot horse, you know? Like, come on, like. Just pick a
nobody
number.
Does. The only really evaluate is the Triple Crown. I know a guy who gave me some tips. He's just like, bet everything on that fucking horse that won the Triple Crown. So Kentucky Derby, I cleaned up. He's just like, don't even fuck around with anything. Just bet on that. It had really good odds, 5-2. I put like 100 something on it. I hit it. It was my ex's graduation. I was more concerned about the horse race than my ex's graduation.
I would be too.
Which is probably why my relationship ended. That's for another episode.
All right, so let's wrap up a few of these college games. I see two more that catch my eye. Number 14, Washington State. My man Mike Leach, who had a huge, huge win last Saturday night against Oregon. I want to say it was at home against Oregon. Catapulted all the way up to number 14. And they're playing at number 24, Stanford, this week, 7:00 kickoff my time. Number 14, Washington State, who continues to get no respect. And Mike Leach, who continues to get no respect, or 3-point dogs. I am. And I'll say Mike Leach. That's my fucking dude. They're 3-point dogs on the road coming into this game, despite being ranked higher than Stanford. Give me the +3 for Washington State. They will win this game outright. God, this is such a trap guaranteed.
Game, guaranteed. This looks like such a trap game.
Guaranteed. I'm going to record this section of this podcast. I'm going to put it up on Facebook. And I'm going to give everybody my social security number. If this one doesn't work, hack my social security card.
Doesn't it seem like every year Washington State is not even like ranked? And then somehow by the end of the season, they're ranked like or 12?
Yep. They end up anywhere from 10 to 15 just because.
Like they're never ranked.
This year's been a little bit different. They've the past, I think, 2 weeks ago, they kind of got into the top 25, like 24, 25 type deal. But I do know what you're saying, definitely.
Where can Mike Leach go if like, where's a job that will probably open up next year that he could go that's like a big-time program? Florida State, maybe?
Well, me and you were talking about Willie Taggart's going to get more years, at least one or two more. Yeah. I wish Mike Leach would get a program that big, like, you know, I feel like he could get his hands on something like that. But also, I kind of feel like that's kind of Mike Leach's MO. Go to an underperforming program and kind of pick him up and fly under the radar. Leave. Yep.
He kind of leaves. He's like, he like fixes up a chick, makes her look hot. His job is done. Moves on to the next.
Dumps her. And then the only other game that I see that's kind of intriguing is Texas A&M. 1-point dogs on the road, number ranked 16 at Mississippi State.
Why does anybody care about Mississippi State? They're always
I don't know.
They're always given respect and then they get smoked. Whether they're a home away against a good team, they're always going to lose.
It's because of that chintzy little RPO offense, new age, fangled, almost an option, but not an option kind of offense.
They did nothing against LSU last week. No, this is my lock. Texas A&M big over Mississippi State.
Hey, I'm riding that train with you right down death row. Yeah. I love Texas A&M in this game at Mississippi State.
The World Series can be over that night too, by the way.
It can. I guess the only other pick that I have is Oregon, number 19, at Arizona. The over-under is kind of high at 65, but still take the over. Both these teams will score some points. Other than that, I don't see really too many other good games on.
All right, so let's get to the National Football League. We got another quadruple hitter. Those are my favorite, the quadruple headers, that first London game. Mm-hmm. I'll be up at 6 like I was last week for the Eagles-Jags. This is the final Blake Bortles game. The Eagles defense has been really good. I see this being a very low-scoring, ugly game. I see Philly winning by a field goal.
Philly maybe money line in the under?
Yeah, I see like 19-10, 19-13. I don't see Blake Bortles going off against the Eagles' D. I don't see the Eagles going off against the Jags' D. But I see the Eagles winning.
That's and the weird thing about the Jags, though, dude. Like they're like, great. They'll have those 44-17 blowouts sometimes. You know,
they're always great in England. They beat the Ravens. I remember waking up last year at halftime, and I'm like, of course the Ravens are going to kill the Jags last year. And the score was like 30-0 at halftime.
Yes, it was. I think that speaks to Blake Bortles' personality and the personality of the changes with the weather. Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, like any given day, like you just don't know what you're going to get. They're very inconsistent, but it's almost kind of like in a good way. Like on the good days, they're great. Bad days, they're anemic. So,
yep.
I'm not going to sit here and say that I could see Jacksonville winning this game, but I'm not. I may not touch this game because of. I may touch the 43.
Will you wake up? Will you wake up in time for it?
Yeah, I'll wake up at.
If you can wake up, I can wake up.
It's only 9:30 my time. You know, like I sit here and talk shit. You know, like, oh, I'm not really good at waking up early, but I'll. What I did last week is I rolled out of bed right at 9:45. The national anthem had just been sung. They were just finishing doing the on-field award ceremonies for playing the games in England. You know, the pregame stuff. And then as soon as I rolled out of bed, I turned on the TV, got back in bed for about another 15 to 20 minutes, played on my phone for a second, and was watching the game that way. And then I was able to give my undivided attention to the next three quarters.
I'm telling you, on the West Coast, it's so great to have games start at 10 a.m. I can't tell you how, when I grew up on the East Coast, how awful the shows were, the pregame shows, how boring they were, how you had to wait till 1 o'clock. Here, you just wake up, you got games going on. You don't need all the bullshit.
As soon as you wake up.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And it's great in the baseball season to have games start at 4 o'clock. It's awesome. I love having sports done by 7 or 8
that
o'clock
is,
at
That
night.
Is a bad part about living on the East Coast. It's like, yeah, there's nothing going on from 2 to 6 o'clock. But once like that 6, 7 o'clock window hits, you're busy as hell trying to watch sports.
And that,
that's why
and
I have
the
three
thing
or
too,
four
like
TVs
you can
going
be
on.
Done if you have something to do at night. The games are done by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You could be watching until 1 or 2 in the morning, midnight. Mm-hmm. So let's go through some of these games. Jets at the Bears. I like the Bears big in this one. This is one of my best bets. The Jets have been shitty on the road. They didn't look good against the Vikings. The Bears are going to kill them. Bears played the Patriots really tough.
And the Bears, didn't the Bears lose last week? So they were kind of out for blood.
They lost to the Patriots, but it was a tough loss, and the Patriots are very good.
They almost converted on that last second Hail Mary, 6 inches away from ultimately winning that game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was a good
I was
game.
Shocked. But the Patriots did cover the spread. I took the Patriots, and lucky there. The Bucs are going to the Bengals. This is a game where the Bengals definitely rebound. I don't like Jameis Winston at all. I think he actually hurts. I think they're much better with Fitzpatrick. He barely beat the Browns last week. I think the Bengals bounce back. The Detroit Lions are making a little push. They kind of have that like tough start, kind of Houston Texans feel.
Yeah.
I think they can beat the
Seahawks.
I agree.
That's a good
it's
take.
A
I like
super,
that.
Super even game. Super even. One of the better games of the week, Seattle, Detroit. Both those teams aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but it's going to be a very competitive game.
Give me Detroit money line because it's in Detroit, and then give me the over at 49.
Denver at Kansas City is interesting because Denver has 11 days to get ready for the Chiefs' offense. They played them very, very tough and mile high. They're not going to be intimidated. This could be a game where Denver covers. I do think Kansas City will win, though.
It's 9.5 on the spread right now, which is pretty big for any NFL game.
And Denver and Kansas City has not a good defense right now. So Denver can score points. They can get some sort of backdoor cover. I don't see them winning that game, I see it being competitive. Washington at the Giants, the ultimate trap game. Would not be surprised if the Giants won.
Just because?
Ultimate trap game.
What's really surprising is Vegas agrees with you. So
it's amazing.
Washington is actually plus
4-1
on the road. Like
it's amazing. What team 4-2 is an underdog against a 1-6 team?
And it's not the Giants play like the home crowd makes it so intimidating to play. You know, like, it's not like home field advantage matters that much.
Well, their home crowd. Fucking hates them.
They boo.
They don't
there
care.
Were some boo birds out on the last, what was it, Thursday night game that they played out?
Yeah, they weren't even, the atmosphere was just terrible.
Yeah, bad.
At kickoff, nobody was there.
I agree.
I think the Steelers have a big victory against the Browns. The Browns, it's time to, like, they had their little moment in the sun, but against good teams, they're going to get knocked around.
Did they cover the 8.5, though?
Yeah.
I would agree. This is probably a 14-17 point game.
Yeah. The Panthers, the Cardiac Cats.
Yep.
Have to play the Ravens. The Ravens, tough schedule. You know, I feel for them and the Bengals because both are good teams, but are dealing with very, very tough games every week. And there's another one. It's not easy playing Carolina.
No, at all. Especially
I think Carolina wins, but I would not be surprised if the Ravens win. Well, it's one of those games, too. But Cam Newton could shit the bed any week. You never know with him.
Carolina is 2.5-point dogs at home, and the over-under is extremely low at 44. I'll take the Panthers spread at 2.5. Maybe I'll buy back the half a point or the one full point, and then give me the over as well.
Then we go to the worst team of football now, the Raiders, who are just trading their team away. The Colts.
That's going to be a shit fest, though.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts figure out how to win this game.
Oh, the Colts will win this game. Oh, the Raiders, I don't know. Maybe the way I could see it is John Gruden kind of gets the team to buy into his whole what's us here now mentality. Exactly. And, you know, like they finally start to fortify themselves for next season in these last 7-8 games, you know. I could see that against Indianapolis.
The prime matchup of the week, which I do think the Rams are going to kill the Packers. I think the Packers suck. I think their defense sucks. I think there's a game where the Rams just destroy them. I wouldn't be surprised if the score was 45-20. This is the highest spread that Aaron Rodgers has played as the underdog ever.
9.5.
Yeah. And everybody's like, you can't give Aaron Rodgers that many points. Well, with Mike McCarthy, yes, you can. Did you see him play Detroit? Did you see them play fucking the Redskins on the road? They got to play the Rams on the road.
So
this could be a bloodbath.
The 9.5-point spread is really what makes me not want to touch this game. But
another thing, too. Think about this. You saw the Packers barely beat the 49ers. The 49ers got smoked by the Rams. Smoked. Just think about that. I mean, the Packers could barely beat the 49ers at home. They had to have another miraculous.
And the Bears, which isn't, you know, like taking a shot at the Bears, but like it took Aaron Rodgers standing on his third leg, his fucking humongous cock, to came back and beat the Bears.
So they beat the Bears?
Yeah, that was the game.
They beat the 49ers, and they beat the Bills. They haven't beat shit.
And they tied against the Vikings.
Which they should have lost.
Yeah, they should have lost that game.
Which brings us to the worst game of the week. This is the stinker. This is the 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink game of the week.
A game that I will not be touching.
49ers at Arizona.
You know what? Honestly, give me Arizona money line and an under.
God.
I'll touch it.
Imagine like your local Fox gives you this game instead of like the Rams and the Packers.
Oh, I'm getting a refund on my cable bill.
You have one game to watch, and they're like, well, instead of giving you the game of the week, we're going to give you the 49ers and Cardinals. And then we got an amazing Sunday night game, Minnesota Saints. Minnesota's actually better on the road this year. They're better on the road this year. And I kind of like the Saints to win this and get a little revenge.
What do you think of the 1-point spread, plus one for New Orleans?
Well, it is a 50-50 game. It's a total 50-50 game.
I agree. I may tend to agree with you. I think New Orleans does win this game. But to be quite honest with you, this game is pretty damn even. So
it is
I don't think I'm going to touch that one unless it's like some sort of last minute.
It's still betting. I mean,
And it is the last Monday night game. It is like the solo game on Sunday. So yeah, I'll probably have to touch it. I'll probably go against my mind and I'll touch it. Give me New Orleans money line and then the over at 52.
A terrible Monday night game. This is what I want to talk about, Monday night football. When I was a kid, and I'm a lot older than you, Monday night football was a holiday.
It meant something.
Now they give you the worst game. They're like, we give you the ass game. They used to give Thursday night the ass game. Now they give it to Monday Night Football, and it's ESPN's fault because they got all woke, and they started doing things about concussions, and now the NFL was this and that. And then the NFL goes, you know what, ESPN? Fuck you.
we're going to give you the worst fucking games. So you have the Bills and the Patriots. I mean, they both made the playoffs last year, but you had to think the Bills would kind of come down to earth. And this just on paper, if Josh Allen ain't playing, I don't, even if Josh Allen is playing, I don't see how the Bills can win this game.
The Bills will not win this game. I mean, it's in Buffalo, right?
Yeah. Crowd's going to go nuts, though.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll
of course.
Be crazy, but and they're not going to win.
I don't think that the crowd so much as the weather has to do with it. Let me see a weather report for Buffalo, and if it's – I mean, it's not like Foxborough is much different from Buffalo, so I would say that the Patriots will win this game. What is the spread at? 9.5 or whatever? Is that what it said? 13.5. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, what a terrible Monday night. 13.5 spread game.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'll take Patriots spread too. 14 minus
14
on the road.
Week 8. I can't believe the season's halfway over, man. It's so
Dude,
sad.
We're in week 9 of college football. This
it goes
has flown
too fast.
By.
Once it goes by, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And then you got to wait months and months and months and months for football to happen again. It's terrible.
You do.
They need to have a summer league, man. They need a really good summer league. That's what they need.
Do you think the XFL will be like the summer league of football?
I don't know. If they don't go against the NFL and they don't try to – you know, I used to – when I remember the XFL. You're a little too young for it. Mm-hmm. But I used to love the Vince McMahon commercials. So when it came out, he had all these commercials trying to say how like pussy the NFL was. And one of them, he's like, he goes, this is, keep in mind, this is right after John Elway did that helicopter dive against the Packers. You ever see that highlight?
Yeah.
Literally a 40-year-old man got drilled by two guys to win the Super Bowl. But Vince McMahon did a commercial. He's like, and our quarterbacks don't wear women's panties. I mean, that was the commercial. And that's how they like market
what was
like,
that about 01, 02, 03, 04? About time?
This was 2000, I think.
Okay.
But I remember, if you can find it online, he goes, and our quarterbacks don't wear women's panties. And I'm like, yeah, Brett Favre and John Elway were two of the toughest motherfuckers out there. They're definitely not wearing women's underwear.
No,
maybe
don't
they are.
My,
who
my
knows?
Lord and Savior, John Elway.
Maybe they're comfortable, but the point is.
We've seen Bull Durham, right? Where the pitcher wears women's panties because it kind
of
throws off his mojo.
Greatest movie ever. One of the greatest sports movies ever. Mm-hmm. The point is, like, how does Vince McMahon go after the NFL for being a bunch of pansies? I mean, this was like, you could crush people in the NFL back then, too.
I was about to say, I could see it now, but not back in that day, no.
But the commercials were really funny because he just gave zero fucks. You know, he was just like, we're going to be this super tough league, and it just failed completely. The quality was just bad. Mm-hmm. I tried to watch it. And literally, I would start, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this game. I'm psyched. I got some food for it. 10 minutes in, I'd fall asleep. It was just bad quality football. But if you can figure it out to get some good quality players, have a good AAA development league, you know, have some good gambling on it, like you could survive in the summertime and give us something to do when the dog days of baseball summer.
I was about to say, we're kind of missing – football from like the middle to late summer, early fall type thing, you know, like because like you said, like the heat of baseball is going on, basketball's just ended with the finals just ending. Give me, I'll watch anything really. I don't care if it's high school televised football, you know, like I'll watch it. You know, like give me some football in the summertime and I'll tune in.
I mean, there is a sad feeling, and I'm sure you feel too, is that what makes me sad is the Hall of Fame game. The Hall of Fame game to me signifies that football is over. Even the Super Bowl to an extent, because you get all these fucktards who watch the Super Bowl, these bandwagoners, and they come in, they like make their comments, and they're like, Tom Brady's this, Tom Brady kissed his son.
He did that. That was pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah, but the point is they have all these comments. I'm like, dude, I watched fucking week 1. Where were you week 3 when I was blasting my ticket, my DirecTV, flying through the games.
I was about to say, like, where were you in week 3 whenever I was having a fucking panic attack after the Falcons game, and I was literally calling for Dan Quinn to be murdered and killed.
Yeah, we're real fans. So the Super Bowl, even though it is the big game, it does signify the end. The diehards are like kind of pushed aside, and that's what I don't like about the NFL. I get they want to make as much money as they want to. I get we're in a capitalist country, but the thing is like they cater the Super Bowl to the non fans.
Yeah,
cater to the non, and I'm like,
especially how important commercials are. Like literally, like my mom loves football, of course, but like other like moms, yeah, and other like aunts and women and stuff like that only watch the game for the commercials. And like, is that really what it's come to? Like the game isn't enough anymore.
Nope.
The mecca it's all about money. Of football championships isn't enough. The most important day of the year for marketing and companies and football as a whole isn't enough. The game's not enough for you. Like you got to watch for the fucking Tide ads. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope. Well, the thing is, like, even the halftime, like most football fans probably listen to hard rock or hip hop.
Doesn't matter. They fucked up by giving us Madonna, giving us Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, giving us Maroon 5 and Cardi B. Like, come on, give me.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to bring in an audience that they don't have. They got you, so it doesn't really matter.
They'll have me. They could play fucking Liberace opera at the halftime show. And I'd still watch. Yeah. You know, so like they're
so
not.
They want to bring in a group that or a singer that NFL audiences don't. So you get a new audience, and it's shitty. It's like reward the football fans. Mm-hmm. Find out what band they want to have there and then fucking give it to them. Reward the guys that watch week 3, that buys the ticket, that goes to the fucking games, that sits out in the cold. The Super Bowl is catered to the non-fan. The Super Bowl is catered to my 12-year-old niece who doesn't know shit about football, doesn't care, but she's going to watch Katy Perry.
Yep. My 41 and 40-year-old parents will be at the game, I'm sure. They went to the national championship last year. They'll be at the game, and they could give a damn about Maroon 5 and Cardi B.
Well, that's good. God bless them. Mm.
Hopefully the Falcons will be playing in that game.
The Super Bowl is in Atlanta this year.
It sure is.
Will you be going?
If my parents get me a ticket, I won't shell out the $8,000.
How do your parents get tickets? They're just going to go?
Ticketmaster, I guess.
All right. Maybe I'll go. If I keep killing in poker like I am, fuck it. I'm going to go. I'll buy you a ticket.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we'll see the Jags versus the Vikings.
Yeah, we'll see the Patriots versus whoever in the NFC.
I'm going to say Chiefs and Rams right now.
You know Andy Reid is still the head coach, right?
I'm saying Chiefs and Rams right now.
That's not a bad prediction.
So are we done?
Yeah, it seems like we're done.
Parlay, you fucktard.
I did.
You fucking ruined the podcast for your $100.
I'm up $100 for the day now. So
I hope you're happy.
I am. I'm fucking extremely happy. I hit 3 parlays tonight, so.
I hope Johnny Sins is happy.
Oh, the Johnny Sins, you really big think betting about dick.
Getting to Bovada, because Bovada, you can get your money so much easier than some of the other sites.
Yeah, I know. And I have a Bovada account because I used to play like online poker and blackjack and shit, but. Yeah. That's kind of I have a really addictive personality, so once I start, it's going to take a
bull. This is what you do. Off. This is what I had to do. This is my prompt, Cohen. I had a little, casino problem. So what you do is you ask them to disable the casino so you can't use the casino. So I have – and all my – I'm not bullshitting you.
I know you're being 100% dead-ass serious. My casino is disabled.
And then I ask them, like, can you put it back on? And they're like, well, you told us never to do it ever again, so we can't.
That's a bro, though. That's a good company to do that.
Yeah. But I've had them – I have the casino disabled in, like, every company I've used, every offshore thing.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So Matty Goldberg, sign off right quick so we can let these people get back to their traffic.
At Matty Goldberg on Instagram, Matty Goldberg 1 on Twitter, and check out this video I did for the movie Mandy. Just search Matty Goldberg Goes to Mandy on YouTube. You liked it. It's funny.
I liked it.
It's 7 minutes of me eating edibles.
He ate a fuck ton of edibles.
I ate a fuck ton of edibles, went to a crazy ass horror movie. And then tomorrow on Monday, night, we're going to give our top five horror movies because it's Halloween on Wednesday.
It is.
What are you going to be besides the ginger fuck?
I'll probably be Bill Belichick. I have the short sleeve hoodie cut out. I have the headset. I have a clipboard. I'll probably be basic.
I should mention one more thing that I thought was funny about the World Series. They decided to do a little piece with Bill Belichick doing the voiceover, the preview, the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And he was like, these are two great organizations with great players. They're like, we have the great Bill Belichick to bring the World Series to you. He was the most boring
voice I
ever heard. It was, and it really looked like they had him come in. He was just like, what do I have to read? He's like, oh, how long is this going to take? It's going to take 5 minutes, Bill. Can you just do this? Okay. And he's like, the Dodgers and the Red Sox are two storied franchises with amazing players that never quit with some of the best fans. Am I done? Okay. We're on to Cincinnati. He literally, it was so bad. It's not exactly Morgan Freeman doing a fucking credit card commercial.
But isn't that kind of like the deadpan that Belichick brings to the table?
No, you know, because like, they're like, they have the great, because they brought it like, we have the great Bill Belichick to bring us these two teams. And it was so fucking bad.
I'm about to watch it.
He has a terrible personality.
It's like, go watch, like, whenever you're falling asleep tonight.
Yeah,
go turn
on Halloween, I know.
No, well, not even that. Like, it's like an interview between him and, like, Rachel Nichols or some woman reporter who's on, they're in, like, Annapolis.
Yeah.
And, like where Bill Belichick's dad grew up. And, like, he kind of, like, gets, like, a little bit, like, unhinged in terms of what he says. Not how he says it, because he's always monotone and so calm and collected. But
he's never embarrassed anybody.
No,
I mean, Nick Saban fucking undressed that poor girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
Yes, and
was
mean
to her for no reason.
She's like, well, who's going to play quarterback? Like, that's the question she has to ask. That's her job.
Yeah,
that's
no.
The million dollar question.
She didn't make up that question to go ask it for fun. Like, producers are telling her to ask that.
Yeah. And he fucking flipped out on her like a fucking jackass.
But that's kind of his personality. He plays into it. That's why we love him.
Go win the NFL, Nick Saban. You fucking failed in the NFL. Go in the NFL.
I want to see it. Let him come coach my Falcons.
Yeah, you never know. He's getting old, though.
He is. He's getting pretty damn old. He's made a lot of money.
I'm out of here. Johnny Sins, take it away. Talk about you and your shit. I love you guys. Happy weekend. Enjoy Florida, Georgia, and enjoy all the NFL, and enjoy the rest of the World Series.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on Facebook, not Twitter, Instagram, all that extra stuff. Search Cohen Hughes, Cohen_Hughes. This has been episode number 30 of the Daily Degenerate Podcast. We hope you enjoyed.